survey today about Americans, their favorite regional accent as it went was Texan. Now any lucky that I'm here for you to teach you how to speak Texan too. You gotta drop those G's, it's never going, it's going. Basically, if you can't do that, you got nothing. Now back to can't, it's not can't, it's can't. And you drop other sounds like filler up, drop the H. Now ain't it lucky that I'm here for you to teach you Texas accent to you. You always say y'all. When you're about to do something and you're fixing to, and you say damn when something's really nice, and say no when you're getting bad advice, and don't be shy about those vowels, especially A and I. Really draw those out like tonight I made them on me. Let's sit outside and conversate. You should say ain't if you're not gonna do something. Say this ain't my first rodeo when you already know what you're doing. Isn't is just it? Hey, it's how you greet. Seven is for seven you eat means did you eat.
I guess you realize by now that the Texas accent isn't just about the way you say the words, it's about what you say. You know, like you see a real ugly baby and you just say, well, bless their little heart. Or maybe, you know, you're real positive about something, so you say, hell yeah. Or if you're on the phone with someone and you say, I'll holler at you later. Well, it's not that you're going to yell at them or nothing like that. It just means you'll talk to them later. Well, anyway, you get the point. Just a little practice and you'll have it all down. So that's